parents and grandparents all across the country are hearing words from their kids about things going on at school, and one of those is STEM. We're talking with Lee Fuson, 4-H agent of the UTTSU Extension down in DeKalb County. And Lee, what does STEM stand for?
Well, STEM is definitely a buzzword nowadays, and it stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
And that is so important in education.
It is. As everyone knows, our society revolves around technology. Everybody's got to have the latest and greatest and cell phones and electronics, and we're always looking for new things. So our society revolves around new ideas in science and technology. Students need to learn all that they can so that they can enter the workforce and they can go into careers to develop these new technologies, whether they're studying in STEM-related subjects in college or if they go on to technical school. So it's definitely important to spark an interest in STEM-related subjects at an early age, so they'll want to pursue those careers in the future.
Now, I understand that in the education setting, but I'm having trouble mixing 4-H and extension programs with TSU, UT Extension Service, and STEM. How does that work together?
Well, 4-H teaches a variety of subject matters. We focus kind of on life skills that prepares them for the future. And our traditional 4-H programs focus on like agriculture and home economics. 4-H has been around since 1902, so those were the things that started out. But they've really blossomed into so much more. And ag and home economics is really a gateway for STEM opportunities. And that's kind of a surprise to most people. But in agriculture, you have to keep up with new animal sciences and plant sciences. We have to be able to feed a growing population on fewer acres of land. So those new technologies are being developed every day to develop those growing needs in the agriculture world. We also do things with wildlife and environmental sciences, with conservation, so that plays a part too. And then if you think about home economics, you have a lot of cooking and craft projects, making a budget for your family. Think about all the math and measuring skills that you need to just cook some cookies or something. You have to measure things out, so we can incorporate those math studies into the home economic 4-H programs as well. And then you may also hear the word STEAM, which adds art in there too. So those sewing and craft projects that they're doing in 4-H can also go into that as well. Some of these activities are kind of a lost art. The kids don't know how to make their own food or know where their food comes from. So we help them realize that and incorporate those STEAM and STEM projects into 4-H.
We're speaking with Lee Fuson, 4-H agent for UTTSU Extension in DeKalb County, about STEM. And you mentioned some things that can happen in 4-H. Are there some specific STEM activities in 4-H?
There are. Every county's 4-H program is a little bit different. So you can check with your local programs to see what specifically they have. But on a state and national level, they've really come out with some new programs in robotics and GIS or geographic information systems. There's rocketry programs. They're doing some computer coding. So these are some new innovative STEM projects that 4-H has offered, and there's curriculum available to the agents in the county if they choose to do programs related to those. But a lot of people, when they think of 4-H, they think of showing animals and being on a farm and those types of things. But people don't realize that those kids that are raising and showing livestock, that is like a walking STEM project. They have to know how to meet the needs of their animal with health and nutrition. They have to balance feed rations, so there's your math. So lots of different things, vet science, lots of things that go into properly caring for those animals. They even keep up with a budget of how much money they spend while they're keeping their animals. We have chick chain projects, and I know I do a lot of programs with that, and I teach embryology and talk about how the eggs develop. I know personally I do STEM-related lessons in the classroom. We go into the classrooms a lot of time and do 4-H programming, and I do some ag science type lessons in the classroom. So I know other people do that as well. I've also offered some day camps about STEM, some energy and science-related camps for the kids when they're out of school. And I've also partnered with some after-school programs to offer these STEM projects. And another neat opportunity that's a statewide thing that any student in 6th or 7th grade from across the state, they have the opportunity to attend the Electric Camp. It's a statewide camp at UT Knoxville, and they stay there for about a week and do some hands-on electricity things. So lots of different opportunities for them. They can even pick a science project that's a little bit more self-motivated and self-driven if they have an interest. We have a technology project. We have an electricity project. We have a engineering project. So some of the things that they can do for their individual competitions and things across the state.
Lee, you've been talking about the things that you do in 4-H with STEM, but what's the ultimate goal of tying 4-H and STEM together?
As mentioned earlier, we want to prepare these students to enter the workforce. That's our main goal. So whether it's deciding to major in a STEM-related subject in college, whether that's an agriculture major or a home econ or chemistry or nursing or whatever it is, there's science on almost everything that you go into. And we also need plumbers and electricians and those vocations too. So we're trying to encourage these kids to go into those careers, and we're hopefully can prepare them to do that in the future.
Thank you, Lee. Lee Fuson, 4-H agent, UT Extension in DeKalb County.
Thank you.